Cheers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. So we are going to do Finding Mayhem this go around. And I read this one by myself.
Yeah.
It's by Layla Frost. And I don't really know how this one fell into my lap. I want to say somebody asked me if I had read it. And I was like, no, I haven't. And they were like, oh, okay. And then the next time I saw it was on a Bookstagram account. And she was like, this one was really relevant and cute.
Cute.
And yeah. I was like, okay. I don't know if I'd call it cute, though. No, it is cute. That's a lie. But there are some real issues.
Yeah.
It's but like it a real is,
story.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it is... I mean, it's fairly popular.
Yeah.
One, it's number 155 in contemporary women's fiction.
Whoa.
And it came out in December of 2022, so not that long ago.
What did they call it? Did they call it a...
It's a romance.
Okay. Because I was about to say, there is like a couple scenes, sexy scenes, but not really.
Yeah, romance, I think that's fitting. You okay. Know? You know what I mean?
Because yeah.
Romance isn't necessarily...
But I will say, like, 90% of the vibe in this book is, like, them falling in love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, women's romance fiction, yeah, it's number 233.
Okay. That it's is pretty popular. Horrible, no. Know? So, we start off this book in a prologue from Mac. And Mac is the girl. And the hero. The girl in the story. And it is 19 weeks ago. Mac has just found out that she's pregnant. And we don't know how she feels about it, if I'm being honest. And I don't know at this point if she feels excited because she's always wanted this or scared because she doesn't know how her husband's going to handle it. And we don't know if that means he's abusive or maybe they talked about not ever having kids.
Yeah.
But it's a weird vibe. It's not what you would normally think. And her husband's name was Eddie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she tells him, you know, she shows him the thing and he is like, I love you. Are you happy, you know, that she's pregnant? And she, I mean, it was an unplanned pregnancy. This is a complete shock to her. But she can't stop saying in her head, like, I'm going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And I think that she is happy, but she can't, like, show it for some reason.
She's not comprehending it yet. Yeah.
And so we just don't know, right? Well, then we find out that the guy in this story is called Hollywood. And the reason he's called Hollywood is because he's in a motorcycle gang and they all have nicknames. They don't go by their
real names. And this isn't her husband?
No.
Okay.
This is another fella.
And we see his point of view sometimes too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so go back and forth. It goes back and forth. Almost evenly.
Okay.
So he is tired. He's always tired. He's always hunting monsters. So part of his gang is one of those biker gangs that protect kids.
Yeah.
One of those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just kids. They also protect families. So like when, and they do private security and whatnot. So yeah. Like when a wife thinks that her husband is cheating, she'll hire this group to like prove it. Or if a husband thinks, you know, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But also if she's like, he's abusive and he's cheating,
I'm scared to find out.
If I confront him about this, I'm afraid what happened. They kind of just, they're fixers.
Okay.
They're men that are going to take care of you. And the kids. They always care about the kids. Get the kids out.
They're a good biker gang.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, do they use some questionable means?
That's usually sometimes how it goes, I figure.
But they're killing monsters.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we get. He just did a huge job where they escorted a wife and her kids to her sister's house or something like that.
Okay.
And so not only do they help them leave, but they will drive with them to their destination no matter how far it is in case the husband follows. They're there with
her. Yeah, like security, like you're saying. Okay.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But still kind of a bad boy type. Yeah.
But the best kind.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. So he gets a call from his president, saying that, you know, we need your help with this other job. And he's like, I have not slept in forever. And he's like, can you do it anyways? And of course, like, he knows that if he doesn't, that's a kid, that's a wife, that's a woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he does it. All right. He also at this time notices that his neighbor has like a for sale sign in her front yard. And he's excited about that because she wasn't a very nice neighbor. Anytime there was more than one motorcycle parked in front of her house, she called the police.
Oh my geez.
Like one of those, like a real bitch, you know? Well, now we're into Mac's point of view. Mac has decided that she, now all of a sudden she's on her own. 19 weeks ago, she was telling her husband that she's pregnant. Oh, now she's gone. On her own. Yeah. And we don't know why.
Oh, okay.
But now she's by herself. And she's moving into this place. This house.
Next door?
Next door.
Oh.
Yeah. She doesn't know Hollywood yet. But yeah, it's her. She's moving in.
She doesn't know. You're about to move into the best place you can.
I know.
So much safety.
Well, I know. But Mac, oh, I forgot to tell you this part. Hollywood sees that a woman is moving in, and he is like, "Oh, I hope she's
this is so fun.
I hope she's nicer than the person I'm so that excited. Just left." I know. He sees that she's pregnant, even though she's barely pregnant. She's in like a tighter shirt, and he can tell that she is.
Yeah.
And he is watching her, and he is like, "Any minute now, a man is going to march down that sidewalk and yell at her to put that box down."
Oh yeah, because she's doing all the moving.
Yes.
Okay.
And so he's waiting, and a man never marches down.
He's like, I guess I gotta march over.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. So his judge is, you know, he's like, can you give me an hour? And the guy was, his boss said yes. And the reason, in his own head, he's like, I have a walkway to storm down. So he goes over there. While she's moving, this guy is like, can I help you? And she's like, no, I'm fine. And he was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And she's looking at him and she's like, okay, well, he's real cute. He's real big, but like, I'm pregnant. He's super not interested and I'm fine. Well, he was like, is he going to come help you? And she was like, who? And he was like, your man. And she was a little caught off guard because like, that's blunt. And all she says is, he's just like gone. And
yeah, and also as a woman, you kind of don't want to tell a giant man you're all alone.
Yeah, but she says he's gone. And he says that he looked around and kind of nodded and just started grabbing boxes and putting them inside.
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm unloading your van. Go sit down, mama. And she's like, okay. And she's like, I can carry boxes. And he was like, should, not the same.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know? And she was like, well, he says, what's your name? And she's like, Mac. And he was like, I'm Hollywood. And she
That's
was...
That's a fun...
Yeah.
mixture.
Yeah. And she was like, she was like, are you just... So she goes, Vegas. And he was like, what? And she's like, is this not a game where we're just...
naming things?
Cities? And he's like, no. That's what people call me. And she was like, Hollywood? He's like, well, my birth name is Ward. But only people that call me that are telemarketers and cops. And so he basically tells her, like, my friends all call me Hollywood. So he convinces her to sit down. And she says in her head, she's like, me and Squish are safe for a second. We're going to just sit and let this guy do this because this is exactly what I needed. I'm tired. I'm uncomfortable from the drive. And he unloads her van. That's it, you know? And she's, like, rubbing her back and whatnot. And he is like, are you okay? And she's like, I'm just tired and sore muscles. It was a long day and all that jazz. And he was like, if you need anything, I live right next door. I've got people that will take care of you. And she was like, I'm fine. But that was it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he's like, well, welcome, neighbor. And that was their first meeting. That's I feel cute. Like that is so cute.
Yeah.
So Hollywood goes to the job that his president was telling him to go to. And when he goes in there, he says that it's a weird vibe, like a pressure in the room. And he sees a stain on like the baseboard. And the guy that lives there says that it's a wine. But he knows blood when he sees it. So he's fixing the security cameras. Well, while he's in there, he sees a woman kind of hiding. And he's like, what are you doing in this closet?
Yeah.
And she's like, doesn't speak very good English. So he basically tells her, I'll let you know when he goes, but when I leave, you're coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't say anything. She just nods. And obviously something bad happened if a stranger is better than staying here by yourself.
Anything's better. Yeah.
So when they, so they leave, but he also knows that because they did security, they can see it too. Well, I don't know if this happens next, but at some point we find out that he had been, so she was like the maid,
mm-hmm.
the girl that didn't speak English. He had been abusing her.
Yeah.
And so she was just ready to go. So he takes her, she actually, like, the women in the club smoosh her immediately.
Mm.
You know, give her hugs and rub her back and make her comfortable.
Yeah.
Give her a couple of clothes. Let her pick, you know, like, well, who do you feel the most comfortable to go stay with? You know, you can stay here. They set her up. I mean, like, it's great. Well, he tells his club, of course, that this happens. And they're all kind of like, yep, you did good. You know, thanks for saving her. Okay, so now we're in Mac's point of view. And Mac gets to work from home. So she calls her friends and tells her, like, I've made it to your aunt's house. So Mac isn't the niece that everyone thinks she is. She told Hollywood that she was the niece.
Okay.
So now we're kind of like, well, why'd you do that? So she's talking to her friend, and her friend is like, you know, okay, sounds good. At this point, you're kind of wondering, does she not want people to know that she's a widow? Or is she hiding?
Is she hiding? That's what I thought.
Yeah. You know?
Is she on the run?
Because, like, she keeps, like, mourning that she's by herself, and she's like, just me and you, smush. You know, it'll be okay. We'll be okay.
And but she's lying and stuff.
Well,
yeah.
But she's also very sad. And, like, I know that abused people can be sad.
Yeah.
But the author writes it in such a way that you're questioning, like, is this grief?
Yeah.
From a death? Or is this grief from a trauma?
Yeah.
You don't really know. But then the other thing that makes you think she's running is anytime that she hears, like, a noise that shouldn't be there, complete panic.
Yeah.
But then she also says, like, I'm a pregnant person on my own. I have to protect this baby. There's no one here to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, maybe that's a loss of a husband trigger unlocked.
Yeah.
You know? We don't know. But when she does hear a noise. And when she opens her front door to investigate, she sees a note from Hollywood that says, call or text if you ever need anything, with his number on it.
Oh, cute.
Well, she is about to toss the note out, but she saves it. She's eating up her spaghetti, and it's disgusting. Like, she just can't handle it. She can't eat it. She does smell something delicious, though. And when she opens, so she, like, follows the smell. Like, maybe there's, you know, it's Ward barbecuing in his backyard. So okay. In her mind, she's like, I'll go sit next to the fence, and I'll drag this bench over there. Eat my bad spaghetti, but if I'm smelling that, maybe I'll get it down. And no, he will never know. She doesn't want to ask him for anything.
Yeah, no.
So while she's doing that, she's sitting, she's eating up her spaghetti, she's about to throw everything up, and all of a sudden she sneezes very loudly. And so all of a sudden, all these biker guys heard it, and they stopped laughing. And all of a sudden you hear somebody go, Mac? And she was like, it was the wind.
Not me, right here.
Yeah. And so he was like, he looked over the fence, and she's sitting, like, right on the fence on a bench. And he's like, oh, hey, what's up? And he's like, the fuck are you doing, Mac?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm eating my lunch. And he's like, on the ground? And she was like, well, yeah. And he was like, Mac, what are you doing? And she's like, my food tastes bad. And he was like, and she's like, whatever you're cooking smells really, really good. And I thought I could choke mine down if I smelt yours. Well, he just says, like, come over.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no. And he was like, come over. And he's like, we've got chickens. We have chicken. I can hear your birds out there that made me think that. All sorts of food. And then he winks at her, and he's like, plus I have chairs, because she's sitting on the ground.
Ugh.
And she was like, He just winked at me. And that, he's like, he could be a movie star with that wink. Uh-oh. So, like, that's really cute. Mm-hmm. Well, eventually he talks her over there and all the women are like, oh, you're pregnant. Like, how exciting. And she's like, yeah, just me and the baby, though. And they're like, that's okay. You know, women can do that. Men can't, yeah. But women can. And, you know, they're smooshing on her, too. And so they're feeding her, though. And so she's eating this food and whatnot. Well, when it's time to go, he was like, whenever you need something, please just come over. Like, I'm not. And she's like, well, I need a doctor. And so one of the guy's wives is a nurse. She gives him information on a good doctor. Oh, wow. And all that jazz. So it seems like it's going fine. So the next day, it's Mac's point of view still. We find out that Mac is like a counselor, but she likes kids. Like, she likes to talk to the kids and the teenagers, but that's what she does, which is why she can do it virtually. They just zoom into her and she talks to kids and, you know, discusses things with them and whatnot. And she thinks that that's nice because, one, she enjoys it. She also likes fixing people's problems and, like, talking to them. And she's a really good listener. And then in her head, she's like, and you know what? Maybe when it's my kid's turn, I will have heard it before.
Yeah.
And I'll be a little bit more open. Well, she also has noticed that Hollywood has been dropping food off for her. Like, without invitation. So she'll be sitting down and he'll come knocking and he'll have food. And they get into this little routine of every night, he comes over and he feeds her and they watch TV together.
And that's a way every to a pregnant woman's heart, for single night, sure.
He comes over and watches TV. And throughout this whole book, she's saying, eventually he won't want this. Eventually he'll realize I'm pregnant. This is just a platonic relationship. I can think he's gorgeous all day long, but he's never going to want me.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
no woman, I mean, not many women feel attractive when they're pregnant.
And she's like, I know I'm not very pregnant, but, like, he knows and whatnot. So as, like, the story is unfolding, he's still bringing food over. Eventually, he manages to bring her to his house. You know, he's like, come eat at my house tonight.
Yeah.
He's never asked her about the baby daddy. Mm-hmm. She said that he wasn't here and he didn't pry.
Yeah.
He believes in his heart that he's passed.
Yeah.
And that she's mourning, you know. And so when she says, like, I can't, you know, I can't talk about it. He thinks it's because it's a new, it's death. Too new,
yeah.
You know. Well, she goes to his house one day and she sees that there's a What to Expect When Expecting book on his nightstand.
Oh my gosh.
Or on his, like, not his nightstand, like on the end table.
He's
on his
been
couch.
Reading it. Huh? Oh my gosh.
He bought it. He also bought a couple of other books and food for her in her fridge because he read in his book that this is what the baby would need.
Oh, cute. Uh-huh. That's why he's been bringing food. Uh-huh. The right kind of food.
Yep.
Cute.
Exactly what she needs. And he's bought a couple of things for his house for the baby.
Ugh.
And in his head, that is his baby.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I might.
And they haven't had any sort of, like, romance yet or anything?
Nope. Oh, but wow. He says on his point of view, every once in a while, he'll be like, I'll get her there. She'll learn that they're mine.
Oh, yeah. He knows it's going to take time.
I've decided that they're mine and I'm just going to take care of them and that's that.
Yeah.
You know? And she is kind of leaning towards that too. Well, eventually it does get physical. And the whole time she's like, well, and he does it to her. He goes down on her. Doesn't expect anything in return. I can't remember how it happened. But she was like, oh, that was a one thing. And he was like, okay. And she's like, no, it was. Like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, yeah.
I've noticed.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's like, she'll come around. And she's like, he's not going to want to do this. Well, she also starts going to the doctor. He goes to every doctor's appointment with her. And then she goes and she finds out the gender of the baby. And he's like, do you want to... She tentatively is like, are you interested in being there for that? And he's like, yes. And then they find out that she's having a little girl.
Aw.
And he is like, my little girl.
So he's like, I'm going to have to protect them even more.
Yes. He's just so into it. And she's falling in love with him. And he's falling in love with her. And they have this routine. Well, you know, his job still is private security. So at one point, they go and to this mom. She's packing up her kids and leaving. But one of the kids won't go. And the mom doesn't understand why, because she doesn't even like the dad.
Yeah.
But she won't leave. She won't go. And so finally, he was like, I'll call Mac. Mac will know how to talk to this kid.
Okay, yeah.
And so Mac is like, nope, if she's talking to you, she's going to want to talk to you. I'll talk you through it, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
And so she tells him, like, just relate to her. Just sit down and start talking about yourself. Don't talk about her. Mention your things, your hobbies, your interests. Well, he mentions to this little girl that he has a cat. And she creaks open the door, like, one eye, and she's like, what kind of cat? She's little. She's, like, 8 or something like that. What kind of cat? And he has this cat named Dumpster, because that's where he found it. And he shows it pictures, and she, like, grabs the phone and shuts the door. And
looking
at the pictures, and she's like, that's not a very nice name for a cat. And, so finally he was like, well, if you open the door a little bit more and let me in, I'll tell you how I got him. And so she does. And she was like, why don't you want to leave here, kid? I want to leave here. And she was like, because if I leave, the monster will go down the hall to the others. And they find out that the dad has been messing around with her.
Aww.
I know. And that's why she doesn't want to leave, because the monster will go down the hall to the others. And he also noticed when he was in there that there are locks on her door that only lock from the inside.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, obviously that doesn't sit too well with Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because they just found out he was having a little girl.
Yeah.
You know? So he helps them get where they're going, but then he waits until that fucker comes home.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his buddy take turn just beating the shit out of him like a pinata.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, all right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, now he's home and whatnot. Some stuff happened that I'm not going to tell y'all about. But what happens next is all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. And Mac thinks, well, Hollywood just comes in, so that's weird. Maybe he has his hands full or something. She opens the door and it's her baby daddy.
Okay.
Who we now know is a detective. He found her.
Oh.
He's also an asshole.
Abusive.
Yeah. An abusive asshole. She was pregnant. He would hit her, mentally abuse her, all that jazz. He convinced everyone in the town that she was crazy, though. So when
because he's the detective. Yeah.
And he would never. Well, as he's like beating her up, Hollywood gave her this watch that if she pushed a button, a video, it would record.
Yeah.
And so she bends her wrist in such a way that it's now recording. So the club can hear what's happening. And they're telling Hollywood, he's about to kill her. You got to get over there.
Yeah.
And so he's beating her pretty bad. She's trying to protect the baby. And she does. And Hollywood gets there in time to save her. And then you get the prologue. And Hollywood has raised this baby with her. They are on, like, this big acreage of land, this big old house, and she's pregnant with his son.
Aw, cute.
I know. It was really cute.
Yeah, that's a cute
And, like, one. There's smutty stuff, and there's stuff I left out. Like, I didn't want to, like, give it all away.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a real simple book. If I got into any more detail, you would have known it all.
Yeah.
But, like, there was this cute scene where he was like, let me go to the doc. He's bribing her at some point with food. You take me to your doctor's appointment and I'll stop and get you a cupcake.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, well, all right.
Yeah. So it's like every woman's dream.
Yeah.
Hot biker guy take care of you with food too.
Well, and then like at one point she was going to like leave sneaky to his doctor's appointment. And he caught her. Caught the Uber driver and he like tipped the Uber driver like $50 and was like, later, brother.
Yeah.
And like sent him on his way. And when she came out, the Uber driver was gone. And she was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm not letting my pregnant woman get in some stranger's car. Like, you crazy? Like, she was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, get in my car. Let's go. I'll get you a cupcake.
Yeah.
And so she was like, okay. But it was cute.
So it's like a cute, simple one in a way, but there's more to it.
There's trauma there. Yeah. But it is cute. They together are cute and simple. Mm-hmm. And you know what it reminded me of, kind of?
Hmm.
That would be Royce.
Yeah.
1,000. That man reminded me of Royce.
Yeah.
Because Royce would 100%, if I was pregnant when I met Royce, he wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
He would have been like.
There are guys out there like that.
I think he really would have been like, cool, the work is done.
Yeah.
Already got a jump start on where I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll put the next one in. Yeah. Like, I just don't feel like he'd care.
Yeah.
I think that he would roll with it.
Yeah.
And be like, however they come is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cute. You know? I like it.
It was really cute. And then, like, what a fun setting. Like, this, you're there, and just, like, I have a walkway to storm down, and just all of that. You know, like, I'm going to feed you. He got a baby book on his own.
Yeah, he just is who he is. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I like that.
Love it. It was real cute. I would give it a 3.5. No, I don't know. Maybe like a 3.5, 4, somewhere in the middle of those. The only problem I had with it is I kind of wanted there to be more scenes where they were out and about.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a lot of him just taking care of her at home, and that was real cute. But it would have been cute if they went on dates.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a little more to it.
Yes. Maybe. I think that would have been fun. I loved them at home. And she never, and like he kind of at the end, he was like beat himself up because like, of course she was abused. She wears baggy clothes. She doesn't want people to know she was pregnant. Oh, she's hiding.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't go many places, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. No, she doesn't leave the house. You know, she's real jumpy. The only thing new in this house is the security alarm.
I think there is something extra, like, scary about, like, the husband that abuses that everybody loves.
Yes, me too.
Because how on earth are
you doing that? Well, and, like, the detective was the asshole and the biker was the good guy, which is not how society normally perceives those people.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, and that's what she says. Like, he was a real villain because he's convinced people that he wasn't. But because she recorded it,
they
blasted that shit everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, I mean, like, he lost everything. Like, of course he lost his job. He lost his social standing. So, like, justice was definitely served.
Yeah.
But it was cute. And, like, how perfect.
Yeah.
How perfect. I think that's such a cute romance. And, like, the women just all were like, it's fine. It's whatever. Families start in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, that's nice that the women were supportive.
Yes. I just thought, like, I think you would like this one.
Yeah.
Like, if you read it,
pretty happy.
Yes. Yeah. Everything works out okay. There is some trauma that they have to get over, but it would be boring if there wasn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, like, there are those things. There is a little mystery, like, is she hiding or is she mourning? And that's another thing that I really liked about him, too, is every once in a while, she would say something about the husband, and he would be like, it's hard to hear your person, because at this point I don't think she considered them together, but I think he considered her his the minute she said there wasn't a man.
Yeah.
And he said something like, it's hard not to go batshit insane listening to your woman talk about another man in a loving way and mourning him, but I have to let her do it.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was cute, you know. And that
even though he felt that way, he still loved her and the baby that wasn't his.
Well, and like that when she felt the baby kick the first time, she was like, whoa. And he was like, what? She's like, it's moving. And he like put his hands, and she was like, one hand fit her whole belly, but he somehow managed to get two hands on it and just like waited. And then every night since then, and this was before they were, like, boyfriend and girlfriend, even before she considered it.
Yeah.
And she would just have this stranger with his hands on her belly. And she was, like, every night at TV time, when we were done eating and it was TV, he would position her in such a way where he could still watch and have a hand.
To feel
when it moved around. That's and she cute. Was like, and we're just friends. No.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No.
But how cute is
that?
Yeah,
that is cute.
And, like, that's what I... This was a good one if you want love.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, there were spicy parts, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of funny, too, because she was like, how sexy could this be and I'm pregnant? And then in his point of view, it was like, she's so sexy pregnant. You know, so, like, that was cute. Yeah, that it is was cute. Just all of it was good.
That is cute. I like that.
If you listen to our podcast and you lean more towards Sarah's opinions on things, I think this is a book for you. If you lean towards my opinion, this one is still for you. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's just not as...
You got to be in the mood for this kind of book. Yes. Yeah.
I think this would be a cute summery spring one, too.
Yeah.
Just because it's happy.
Mm-hmm.
You should read it outside in the sunshine.
Well, that's cute.
So that was that. That's that one. And I don't know how well it did other places either. I should have looked into that. But Finding Mayhem by Lila Frost.
Yeah.
That's it was a good one. All right, readers. That's it for today. Bye.
Bye.